Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Will it happen again? That was the Red Sox back in 2004 when they swept the Cardinals in four games in the World Series to end the Sox 86-year curse. On Wednesday, same two teams, back at Fenway for Game 1, 2013. A few of the players then remain today, including David Ortiz for the Sox and then-catcher and now-manager Mike Matheny for the Cardinals. To talk about the series starting Wednesday, we're joined this morning by Glenn Stout, sports writer and contributing editor to SBNation.com. Good morning, Glenn, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Glenn, it looks like in Game 1, Red Sox starter John Lester will be up against the Cardinals star pitcher Adam Wainwright. Both are 2-1 in the postseason, but Wainwright has been hotter, with a postseason ERA of 1.57 versus Lester's of 2.33. So tell us about this matchup.
Well, I think it's a distinction without much of a difference, to tell you the truth, because they're both at the top of their game right now. And I think if you're the manager or the fan of either team, those are the two pitchers you want in Game 1. Those are probably the two pitchers you would want in Game 7. They're both very, very, very good. And that is sort of the story of the series almost in a nutshell, is that there's not a great deal of difference between these two teams. They're very, very similar in an awful lot of ways.
Red Sox bullpen has been clutch in the postseason. What about the Cards?
The Cardinals bullpen has been pretty good, too. If you haven't been paying attention to the National League, there aren't these marquee names, but they've been very, very good. And the guy to watch there is Trevor Rosenthal, who throws about 100 miles an hour. If he's in the game late, that's probably a bad sign for the Red Sox.
All right, let's talk about hitting. Red Sox have certainly had some dramatic moments at the plate, but they're not connecting regularly. In Saturday's game, they had just 5 hits, 5 runs. Do these exciting grand slams, you know, the Big Poppy grand slam and then the Shane Victorino grand slam, belie a larger problem for the Sox, that they're a little cold behind the plate?
Well, you don't want to depend on late-inning histrionics too often. But I will say this about the Red Sox offense, and I think it holds true for St. Louis, too, is that they're both sort of whack-a-mole offenses. It's hard to keep everybody down. The Red Sox haven't been hot as a team, but when they've needed it, somebody has apparently stepped up.
Do you generally think, then, that the Red Sox will swing better against the Cards than they did with the Tigers?
Well, I think the advantage the Red Sox have, quite frankly, is that they have the home field advantage, and that over the course of the 7 games, 4 games will be played in Fenway Park. And I think that's not only a big help psychologically, I also think it helps the Red Sox offense a little bit. Big Poppy can hit anywhere, but there are guys on the Red Sox, like Dustin Pedroia, for instance, who is a much more dangerous hitter in Fenway Park than he is elsewhere, and I think that will hold true through the series.
So do you think then it's important for the Red Sox to get an early lead or an advantage out of games 1 and 2 at Fenway Park? Because the Cards certainly like playing at Busch Stadium out in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's always important to get off to a good start, but I think it's doubly important this year because don't forget that when the Red Sox go into St. Louis, they won't be able to play Big Poppy and Mike Napoli at the same time. Big Poppy will probably play first base. There won't be a DH. So they're going to lose Mike Napoli, and not having to face both of those guys for 3 games in St. Louis is really something for St. Louis. So when the Red Sox are in Boston, they better take advantage of it.
Should we be surprised that these two teams have made it to the big show, the World Series?
Perhaps a little bit, but then not really, because it's important to keep in mind that these two teams each finished their league with the best record in the league. So we really have a true World Series between the two teams with the best record, and that's the first time that's happened since 2009.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again before this World Series is out.
Thank you, Bob.